Welcome to Tethered Thoughts with Bossa DeSantos, your daily podcast where I deliver powerful God truths to fuel your success. My name is Bossa DeSantos, your host, and I'm honored to journey with you towards attaining a success mindset. I lead Romans 8:19 Ministries, where we equip Christians to know who they are and what they have in Christ, so they can live audacious and impactful lives. In each bite-sized episode, we'll dive into scriptures which affirm the mindsets which have propelled successful leaders, innovators, and visionaries to the heights they've attained. Join me every weekday for a quick, potent dose of eternal wisdom meets contemporary success. Hello friends and fellow world changers. It's the start of another wonderful week, and trust you're well rested and ready to take this week on like the victor that you are. We're slowly coming to the end of this amazing treasury of eternal wisdom, Psalm 119, and it has reiterated over and again how indispensable the Word of God is to human success. Today, we're diving into yet another stanza made up of the verses 137 to 152. And the topic is, His Word is True. That's the summary of all we've been establishing since the beginning of this podcast. This stanza points to the psalmist's deep reverence and unwavering commitment to God's laws and teachings. In the middle of feeling despised and insignificant in the eyes of the world, he finds solace and passion in the purity, fairness, and eternal nature of God's word. His troubles and the disrespect shown by enemies towards God's laws fuel his passion for righteousness and his love for God's promises. And what are the key takeaways and success principles in these 8 verses? The righteousness of God's judgment, 1. God's verdicts are highlighted as fair and his motives pure. The fidelity to God's word. Despite opposition or personal insignificance, there's a steadfast commitment to God's teachings. The power of divine truth. God's promises are described as glowing with fire, indicating their purifying and guiding power. The eternal nature of God's righteousness. God's righteousness and fairness are everlasting, offering a solid foundation for life. Passion for righteousness. A deep, passionate commitment to doing what's right according to divine standards can guide one through challenges. These success principles we find, and I'm going to be focusing on one in particular today, which is resilience amidst adversity. Maintaining faith and dedication to divine principles, even when feeling overlooked or undervalued by society, showcases spiritual resilience. In life, we all go through inevitable adversities, setbacks, obstacles, and challenges, which often feel unbearable and like the bottom of our world has just been removed. And everyone can relate to that in one way or the other. Even Jesus said that in this world we'll have trials, but to be of good cheer because he has overcome. And this is the stuff of which leaders are made. Leaders are made, or how shall I say, they're shaped into leaders from adversity. Leaders are shaped by life experiences, and life adversities may make or break, but they will always mold us into the leaders that we would become. Resilience has been described as the ability and capability to bounce back, recover, overcome, and transcend amidst inevitable chaos, challenges, defeat, struggles, difficulties, disorders, problems, and obstacles. It's what gives people the mental strength to cope with stress and hardship. It's the mental reservoir of strength that people are able to call on in times of need to carry them through without falling apart. And for us Christians, the inner strength is found in the word and promises of God. In conclusion today, the psalmist's experience emphasizes the transformative power of God's word as a beacon of hope, guidance, and unwavering truth. It teaches us that no matter the external pressures of internal struggles, finding refuge in God's eternal and fair principles always lead to a life of righteousness and fulfillment. This passage invites us to seek deeper revelation and understanding of God's laws as they hold the promise of pure and everlasting truth that guides us towards living a life aligned with divine purpose. Now here's a declaration to make and meditate on throughout today. I stand firm in my dedication to God's eternal and righteous laws. Amidst adversity, I am grounded in the purity and fairness of His divine principles. My heart burns with passion for upholding what is just, and I am unwavering in my love for His promises. I am resilient, guided by truth, and committed to living a life that reflects the everlasting righteousness of the Almighty. My spirit rejoices in the revelation of His word, my forever guide and unshakable foundation. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you for listening and taking action. I trust this episode has impacted you. Please subscribe so you'll never miss an episode. Also, if you know anyone who could use these truths, please share with them and be sure to rate us on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast. Jesus entrusts us with the responsibility of being salt and light in the world. Both traits are nouns and verbs, who to be and what to do. Romans 8:19 says the world is waiting for us to demonstrate God. So go out and make a difference today, even if it's just one heart at a time. May the grace of God empower you, His wisdom instruct you, and His love secure you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you and God bless. Have a successful day and see you again tomorrow.